the planet is apparently poised for war. If not nuclear war, certainly conventional war on a horrific scale that will soon engulf the world in the thermonuclear sort seems highly possible. Economies on a global scale, according to a number of fiscal experts, are set to collapse into depression like has never been known. Microbeasts, as my friend Chuck Missler used to call the microbial agents of pandemics and death, are about to be released either through accidental escape from laboratories or through deliberate actions of the diabolists of the world. Governments of the Western world, through insane laws, technological surveillance, and militancy, are, in fact, on the verge of bringing about enslavement not unlike governments of George Orwell's 1984. Fictional world. Experimentation on changing humanity into something akin to chimeras and/or human-machine cyber threatens the human race to go extinct is created. Children are being experimented on at many levels, from being inculcated on becoming transgender to surgical and hormonal bodily transformations that are a threat to future procreation. The very name of Satan is now on the surface of the culture in America, with after-school Satan clubs, luring children of all ages to join in the activities. Parents are smoking mad and spewing fire over a new student club at their local elementary school promoting Satan. The after-school Satan club at Golden Hills Elementary School in Kern County has parents outraged. I think it's disgusting. I understand the school has to allow them because they allow other after-school programs such as the Good News, which is a Christian-based after-school program, that one I'm okay with, but I can't imagine why anyone would want their child to attend this satanic group, said Sheila Knight, grandparent to a fifth grader at the school, tells local CBS affiliate KBAK. The club must be allowed under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which prohibits government institutions from discriminating on the basis of religious beliefs. Courts have consistently upheld the right of Christian, Jewish, Islamic, atheist and even satanic groups to meet in schools. There's currently a Good News club there which is teaching kids to go save souls for Jesus at the school. We want to give an alternative point of view, club leader Paul Hicks tells KBAK. The group is sponsored by the Satanic Temple, known for its publicity stunts, and the Reason Alliance, which promotes atheism. Parents outraged over Satan Club at California Elementary School, by Donnie Ferguson, American Liberty News, November 23, 2022. The Satan Clubs are as much as tongue-in-cheek, fad-like entertainment as serious worship of the devil in fact. This makes the Satan Club matter even more egregious, as it inculcates that Satan is just a myth and only to be spoofed. The young are therefore being deluded further into belief that as there is no devil, neither is there a God who governs. All of this has invaded this earthly sphere at a stunning rate within recent months. It all means the tribulation is about to begin. We must conclude that humankind's last 7 years before Christ's return is about to be triggered. Yet all that sin heaviness hovers like that proverbial sword of Damocles we've mentioned a number of times. That sword remains suspended, although nothing seems to be holding it back from cleaving the thin veil separating rebellious people from the prophetically promised wrath and judgment from heaven above. Again, we find the cause of the sword's suspension in midair as the wickedness grows by the hour. And now ye know what withholdeth that he, Antichrist, might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he, God the Holy Spirit, who now letteth, restrains, will let, restrain, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked, Antichrist, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him, Antichrist, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 6-10. God the Holy Spirit, resident within each born-again believer in Jesus Christ for salvation, presently keeps the avalanche of this evil bursting fully down upon the planet. That avalanche of evil cannot and will not crash down upon all earth-dwellers until it is triggered. First, those who are not earth-dwellers, but are citizens of heaven, will be removed, thus will be safe from God's wrath upon all rebellion against him. When Christ calls to all believers, those who are asleep have died, and those who are alive, the Holy Spirit within each believer will remove much of God's influence against evil. He will no longer restrain wickedness. Although it is not the ignition point of the great implosion of God's judgment and wrath, that point will be the confirming of the covenant of Daniel chapter 9 verses 26-27, it will nonetheless be the trigger. that sets off the complete avalanche of evil that will bring about the instrumentality that ignites man's final 7 years of rebellion. It will be the trigger to tribulation and the rise of Antichrist's most terrible time of terror. That trigger, of course, will be the rapture. It will be the twinkling of an eye moment that fulfills Jesus' great promise to those who believe in him for salvation. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Revelation chapter 3 verse 10. The only way to be kept from that horrendous time when Antichrist wreaks terror and God's wrath falls on sinful mankind, is to do the following as given by the Apostle Paul. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.